Many economies around the world have become more environmentally friendly, but a new study says most continue to focus on consumption, and those values will have to change to avoid more environmental damage. Chris Flavin is president of the environmental research group World Watch Institute in Washington.
The world has made enormous progress in changing policies, in investing in new technologies, in generally raising awareness about environmental problems. But we think that the big piece that's missing is the kind of transformation in human culture away from consumerism and towards a culture of sustainability.
The U.S. is the number one consumer in the world, says Eric Asadorian, the study's project director.
America itself is consuming one-third of the world's resources.
He says change must come through media, education, business, and government. Many changes are already taking place.
During that year where Michelle Obama was promoting it, with this gardens, garden stores actually had were selling out of seeds.
And Hollywood movies like Avatar are making a case for the environment. Flavin says businesses have also had a positive impact. One is mega chain Walmart.
On the one hand, Walmart's whole business model is based on consumption. On the other hand, Walmart has gone through a tremendous effort over the last couple of years to really integrate environmental sustainability into not only its own practices, but to force this on its supply chain.
He says Walmart is seeking suppliers that follow green practices, but not everyone agrees that consumption must be reduced. Patrick Michael from the conservative Cato Institute doesn't address environmental issues around consumption. He says environmentalists have been repeating the same tragic predictions for decades.
That population was so high that it will cause, there'll be a major population crash, that we'll run out of food unless we change our ways. This just turns out not to be true.
But religious leaders like Pope Benedict have been reminding the faithful that consumption is not the way to find meaning. Asadorian insists that money doesn't buy happiness.
If we keep defining our happiness through how much we consume, it's going to lead to tragic end.
Although Patrick Michael from the Cato Institute says religious leaders and movies have only a short-lived influence, World Watch disagrees. Aside from Avatar, Asadorian points to one of the most popular animations in movie history, WALL-E.
In the backdrop, there was extreme consumerism. The world was literally destroyed by a corporation called By and Large. And the only people that were left in the world were these few incredibly obese individuals floating in space.
Shake it up, shake it up.
On the other side, commercials are driving consumers, starting with small children. Asadorian says 1% of the global economic product is spent on ads and commercials. He says the global economy must change to a sustainable system now before social issues and ecological degradation become overwhelming. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.